This is Sarah Pearson, and you're listening to the Emerging Artist Series, only on Mike FM. And today in the studio, we have a very special guest. I'm so happy to have you here today, Michael Dozier. You're a singer-songwriter here in Montreal. Your music is so beautiful and soulful. There's a real Motown influence in there. Tell me how you got to writing songs.
Well, actually, I started writing songs quite a long time ago. I was around maybe 14 or 15 years old when I first started writing. And this album is actually, a montage of songs that I've written from 1975 up until today. Actually, some songs I actually finished writing them in the studio. So I got one song from 1975, from songs from the 80s, from the 90s. And you see the changing styles and all the different influences that I've had over the years on the album. But at the same time, there's always that constant in there, which is the soul, the R&B feeling.
It's very rich and very old school in a sense. Your especially the track that we're going to listen to today has a real kind of simple acoustic guitar bluesy feel, which is very current for time period. There's a lot of music like that right now, but yet there's a quality to your musicianship and to your voice that really sounds like you've trained yourself in the old school R&B masters. What are some of your influences?
Well, obviously, one of my main influences was my father, Jimmy Dooley, who was a member of the Avalons, a famous group from the 50s. And then I grew up listening to, you know, that kind of music and, you know, the Platters. But today, you know, Stevie Wonder is, I would say, basically my main influence. Stevie Wonder, Ray Charles, Marvin Gaye, all these guys from the, you know, the 70s and 80s that personify soul music.
You've done tribute shows to these artists as well, right?
I have done. I did a tribute show to Marvin Gaye a few years back. I did some Stevie Wonder. And then I got approached in 2006 to do a tribute to Ray Charles. And something that I never thought I would be doing in my life, because I had never tried to sing like Ray Charles, and I tried out for the part, and I got the part, and I did like 60 shows at the Montreal Casino.
Oh,
and,
wow.
It was an amazing experience.
So what's your musical background? I know that you've sung back up with certain big pop stars, and you know gigs at the Casino. It sounds like this is sort of your first solo record that's really just you, your songs, your style, but you've been working in the industry for a while. What's your background?
I've been working in the industry. Actually, 37 years I've been playing professionally. I've done background vocals for Philara Fabien, Bruno Pelletier, Mario Pelchat, and numerous others. I've worked a lot. I used to work a lot of studio gigs, a lot of commercials, and, you know, things like that, TV shows, vocals on TV shows. And I've done, 20 years of club work. And then I started doing production shows at the Casino, Foods of Rock and Roll, Piano Man, Esquire Show Bar, which I'm doing now. And I've done for the last two summers at the Corona Theater. So I have I'm also an actor, so I've done movies and commercials. So I got a bagage, and I've traveled quite a bit and seen a few things, and that's all put together on the album.
Yeah, so what does it mean to you now to have this solo album? And I should let our listeners know the album is called Here I Am, and there's just a beautiful picture of you sitting wearing comfortable white loose clothing, just looking very at peace and happy. And there's something very self-expressive with a title like Here I Am. What does it mean to you to be putting out this record?
Well, Here I Am, actually, that's what it is. It's where I am now in my life, as far as musically and spiritually and mentally and with my family and all the experiences that I've gone through over the years. The album kind of personifies that. I'm at peace with myself. And this album represents the fact that after all these years with the experience that I have, I was able to produce a self-produced album. And I was able to put all these things together. And it's actually an album, because I had one album maybe 15 or 16 years ago that was kind of more pushed onto me than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this album, everything on the album is me. I'm playing on the album, singing on the album. I wrote the songs, and except for three, I do three covers. And it's just wherever I look at the album, I can say, yes, I'm satisfied with that, because this is the way I wanted the album to be.
And we were talking before we came into the studio, when we were chatting before the interview, about just when artists hand me a record like this, I have to stop and remind myself, you know, it's this lovely finished product covered in cellophane and it's glossy and whatnot. But the years and years and years of not just time and resources, but just heart, emotional energy that goes into writing the music, seeking out collaborators, finding the cash, finding the studio space, the time that you have to take out of your daily responsibilities. For whatever reason, today, more than others, this album really is striking me as such a wonderful personal accomplishment, especially having been working and gigging for so long to come out with this and produce something that's so self-revealing is beautiful. And I want to know about your songwriting style. In the songs that I've heard off of this record, there's a lot of, again, self-revelation, a lot of intimacy in the songwriting style. What has songwriting meant to you?
Well, songwriting for me is an expression of a lot of times what I'm going through, or an expression of things I see around me. Mm-hmm. And I find that a lot of times I've gotten reactions from people, so I'm always conscious of the fact that when you're writing a song, for instance, like Father, Oh Father, which is on the album, which is a song about the relationship between me and my dad. And I had originally done that song on the first album, and I redid it, and I changed the lyrics around, and I did it with my father.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had people, you know, comment on me, like, this song, how you have to be aware of how you can touch people. That's what, you know, gets to me, where you can touch people with the lyrics you say, and sometimes help people get through something mm-hmm. by listening to your song. And that's just for one person to call me and tell me, you know, you helped me get through my relationship with my dad, and through listening to your song, it's helped me grow with my father, or it's helped me go over a loss or something like that. That's something that is irreplaceable by any kind of money or fame or fortune or anything
mm-hmm.
like that. And
mm-hmm.
that's what, you know, that's what pleases me the most when I get comments from people like that. And I'm always conscious of that also when I'm putting a song together and putting it on an album.
Yeah, and I always say, you know, if for no other reason, funding for the arts is so important, because music has a way of transforming people. And that's, personally, that's what I think it's all about, is creating art to change people and make them become more in tune with themselves and become better people. I mean, that's just that. That's great. So you're going to be playing on June 24th at Acoustic Nights, which is a series that's happening. It's going down at Jupiter Room. It's organized by Melina Suchan. Do you want to tell me a little bit about that show coming up?
Well, it's a great thing. I've done a few, actually. I'm doing another one on the 18th of June at the Grand Verre Café, and we're doing it with Melina at the Jupiter Room. And I think it's a great thing that she's doing, is she's organizing these acoustic nights that are available to basically, well, some are known and some are unknown artists who get a chance to play their own music mm-hmm. live in front of people, and it gives the public a chance to discover these people. And at the same time, it's unplugged, just an acoustic guitar.
Wow.
And for me, you know, you hear a lot of records on the radio where you hear the people singing and you hear the sounds, and wow, these guys are great. But for me, the real, you know, you see these people singing alone at the piano, and you go, I don't know, something wrong there. So for me, the true test of an artist is if he can get up there just by himself with an acoustic guitar and play his songs, and they sound as good as they do on the record without all the hoopla around it, there's the test.
Yeah, well, anyways, that's a show really not to be missed. I think there's always great things to see at Melina's shows at these acoustic nights, and I think a really special series going on in the city. Just a wonderful opportunity to discover new talent, as you say, and just enjoy good music. They're very well curated. So I think that's definitely not a show to be missed. It's going to be on Saint-Jean-Baptiste on the 24th of June at the Jupiter Room, and you also have a show on the 18th.
At the 18th, Grand Verre Café.
This show tonight. Great.
And I'm doing a whole bunch of other shows this summer. I'm doing a festival, Rythme Tremblant, in Mont-Tremblant on the 3rd of July. And I'm doing Esquire Show Bar at the Palace Theater in Granby starting on July 30th.
Cool.
Keeping busy.
Cool. Yeah, well, that's the way to do it. Feel free to go check out Michael's MySpace page. It's myspace.com/Michael Dozier. You can listen to some previews of several tracks off of his record. You'll see it's not music to be missed. Really beautiful songs, great musicianship, just a great record to own. In fact, if you would like to own one of these records, Michael is graciously giving away some free albums. His album, Here I Am, we have three in studio to give away to you. If you want to call into the studio, call in at 514-790-1051. That's 790-1051. And the first three callers will get a copy of Michael Dozier's record, Here I Am. It's really a special treat. Thank you so much for being here today, Michael. It's a real pleasure to have you.
If I can just mention, you can see me on MySpace. You can also see me on Facebook. And of those of you who can also purchase the album on iTunes.
Great. Well, the track we're about to listen to right now is called If I Ain't Got You. It's, like I said, a lovely bluesy guitar track. And yeah, it's going to be a good one. Thanks so much, Michael. You're listening to If I Ain't Got You by Michael Dozier, only on Mike FM.